The Mystery of the Child Holding a Dove.
December 24th, Christmas Eve. Walker Devereaux, famous novelist, is flying home with $5.27 in his pocket. I wonder if Salinger ever went home for Christmas, or Kerouac. Mom's going to ask me how the novel's coming, and I'm going to lie and tell her I finished 3 chapters. Everybody will be there at the airport to meet me. I don't have any presents. Jeez. I don't know. I feel weird. It's not so much that I feel like a failure. It's just what went down at my apartment the other night. It's like the world went out of kilter. It's like I don't trust myself to know anything anymore. I bought Krista a Christmas present. Big mistake.
Hey, Krista!
Oh, hi, Walker.
Hello. Oh, hi.
I walked into Krista's office at Mr. Piatelli's, and there was this guy crouched down beside Krista's wheelchair, kissing her.
Hi.
Walker, this is Duncan. Duncan's home for Christmas. Duncan Walker.
How do you do?
Okay.
Have you seen Cape Fear yet, Walker? It's great.
You went to see Cape Fear?
Well, after dinner.
I was just talking to Mr. Piatelli. He was showing me through the garage. It's quite picturesque. Reminds me a little of that other De Niro picture. Taxi Driver?
Yeah, never heard of it.
Duncan works at McGill University in Montreal.
Teaching assistant right now. Classics. It's a little dull. It's a long way from Poncha Street, eh, Krista?
You could say that again.
It's a long way from Poncha Street, eh, Krista?
Jeez. The guy looked like a real dweeb to me, but Krista's eyes were all over him, like he was the greatest thing since... I don't know. A professor dressed in a leather bomber jacket, expensive kidskin gloves, and some fancy sissy scarf, and Krista was all dressed up, too. Meanwhile, I'm standing there with her present behind my back.
Do you have something behind your back?
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Walker. Thank you.
Yeah.
You wrapped it in everything.
What's everything?
There's a bow and a card.
Oh, never mind the card. Here,
no, I'll take... got it. You're not giving me a card then not letting me see it. Oh. That's nice. I'll open the present later.
Sure, I gotta go. Are you working tonight?
That's why I'm here. Who can afford time off?
Well, I gotta start my shift.
Nice meeting you, Walker.
Yeah. Great. In a moment of insanity, I wrote down the L word on the card, and now there she was, all hot for an old boyfriend. Funny thing, when I wrote it down, I didn't even feel it, but as soon as I saw her with the professor, I knew it was true.
Walker, you there? Walker, where are you?
Who cares?
What?
Nothing. I'm on Queen near University.
Okay, pick up at 53 Girardi's. That's the restaurant.
Chinese or Italian?
I don't know. I opened up my present. It's beautiful, Walker. Thank you.
Okay.
I've never seen anything like it with a little dancer and a clock and everything.
The dancer goes round when it strikes the hour.
Where'd you get it?
At the pawn shop below my place.
I didn't open it up earlier because I didn't want to do it when Duncan was there.
Why not? He seems like such a close friend.
He is. I've known Duncan all my life.
Great. He's kind of a dink, isn't he?
What? No.
Looks like one to me. So... are you going out with him again?
I hope so.
You make a really cute couple.
Walker, how come we've never gone out?
We have. You've been up to my room a lot.
I mean out. To a restaurant. To a movie. In public.
Well, I don't know.
Well, maybe you should think about it.
What? Krista? Krista! Actually, I had thought about it, and she was wrong. I mean, she was really wrong about me. It wasn't that. It was the same reason I hadn't, well, come on to her up at my place. I didn't want her to get to depend on me. I mean, I'm supposed to be on the road. I can move out of Toronto like tomorrow. So we get all involved and then I walk away. I was trying to protect her, damn it all.
Dampish evening, isn't it?
Yeah. Where to?
Oh, 28 Dagley Avenue. I believe it's near Shooter and Parliament Streets.
Right.
I wonder how it got its name. There's no Parliament building on it, is there?
Nope. Queen's Park's over on University Avenue.
Yeah. A curious city, Toronto. Queen's Park, King Street, Simcoe, York, Richmond, Victoria. British to the core. And yet, so much of what you see is black and brown and yellow faces. Reminds me of London.
Oh?
Oh, yes. London's quite a melting pot these days, as the Americans say. Except, of course, everyone refuses to melt. What do you think? Is man meant to live separately, as all the bloodletting around the world would lead one to believe, or are we meant to melt?
Well, as far as I know, there's only the one planet, so maybe we should try to get along.
Oh, well said. Well said indeed. Forceful, concise. Totally misguided, of course, but well said nevertheless.
Thanks. The man was wearing one of those black wool hats that stick up on your head about a foot and an expensive-looking overcoat. Every time I looked at him in the mirror, he was looking at me in the mirror, an amused, sly expression on his face. He sure was having a good time for someone just taking a cab ride through the slush and damp mist of Toronto. I thought maybe I had a sign, Yokel, taped to the back of my head. There you go.
Oh, thank you, driver. Keep the change.
Oh, thanks.
And take care, as they say in these here parts.
I pulled out from the curb. Dagley Avenue was a narrow one-way street, awash in slush, dimly lit, two rows of parked cars, and then...
Get out, you dumb bitch! Come back here!
All I caught was the dark shadow of this woman, just a few feet in front of me. I stopped. She dodged back, then fell on the other side of the road, started to crawl away. She looked beaten up, her shirt half torn off.
Come back here, I'll kill you! I'll kill you!
She got back up on her feet, then tried to run along the road, looked back at me, desperate.
Get in! Hurry!
I left the Weasley-looking guy standing in the middle of the street, waving his fist around, made a turn, got back on Parliament Street, and headed south.
I'll put the heat on full blast. You okay? I've got some, here's some Kleenex. Need some Kleenex?
I don't know.
Here. Got it? I could take you over to St. Mike's. They'd patch you up.
No.
Oh. Well, where do you want to go?
I don't know.
Oh. Maybe we should just see how bad it is, okay?
I pulled the cab over to the side of the road, put on the interior light. She was still huddled in the corner, then she slowly lifted up her face. Her mouth was swollen on the one side, her eyes dark and smeared, mascara running. Fumbling with her torn shirt. Then she looked up at me.
Well, while I live.
Oh, yeah, it's not so bad.
Terrific. Now turn off the light, will you?
Oh, okay. So, are you sore anywhere? Bones broken or anything?
I'm sore everywhere. I'm sorry, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Here, wear my jacket for now. I don't need it.
You sure?
Yeah, it's like a Swedish sauna in here right now.
What do you know about a Swedish sauna?
Oh, I'm from up near Thunder Bay. I know everything about a Swedish sauna.
Thanks. Big River Chiefs, number 12.
Hockey. Huh. We drove around for a while. Her name was Jo. She was about 29, I guess. Thin, angular face, bony shoulders, but pretty too. I mean... really sexy, pretty, in a kind of hungry street corner way.
You got a cigarette?
Yeah.
I've got a few rolled. I make my own.
Oh, great. Thanks. I used to roll my own, too.
So, I could, take you to a friend's?
I don't have any. We've only lived here a couple of weeks. Donnie was out of work, and, well, I just got laid off, so we thought it might be better here.
Donnie? Oh, he's the guy who...
Yeah. Most of the time he's okay, you know, but... Well, then he gets drinking, and then he gets crazy ideas in his head. He gets jealous for nothing. It's all in his head. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not going back there. He can freeze in hell for all I care. Look, I'm not going back.
Look, why don't we go in here? We can get a coffee.
I'm not going in anywhere looking like this.
Well, I'll bring it out. And a donut, okay? Jelly sender. Honey, chocolate?
With this mouth? How am I supposed to eat a donut?
Oh.
I'll try a coffee.
Good. Okay.
How old are you, anyway?
Not as old as I look, I hope.
How old?
19.
Yeah? You're a really nice guy, Walker.
Nah.
Listen. You really, really are.
Well, this is it. I'm just a couple of floors up.
You sure it's okay, me staying at your place?
Oh, yeah, I live alone. Who's to care? I don't finish my shift until 6 a.m. I won't be back till close to 7.
Then I'm gone. I promise.
We walked up the worn wooden steps, Jo still wearing my jacket, her hand over her swollen mouth, and me following her. Big River Chiefs. Tight black slacks, snow boots, and thinking that I shouldn't be thinking what I was thinking. After all, Joe had just been beaten up. What a rat, to even think it. But thinking it just the same.
Hey, this is nice. It's okay.
Yeah, well, it's sort of a bed-sitting room, and it's got a kitchen and its own bathroom. It's not my furniture. It came furnished.
Oh, yeah?
I'll get you a shirt you can put on. And a sweater. While I rummaged around in the closet, she looked the room over, still holding her hand over the side of her mouth, looking like someone just fished out of a lake. She glanced